You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And today is Friday. It's my favorite day. And the reason it's my favorite day is because I get to spend the next hour and a half in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm doing well. How are you?
And looking mighty lean, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, progress. People are going to be asking for progress pictures pretty soon, I predict.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I think that you're pretty much getting close to being ready to put some pictures up there pretty soon. But that's up to you. You have to feel comfortable doing that, obviously.
Okay.
Anyway, so exciting things have gone on this week. Exciting things to look forward to this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Here's my best Dick Vitale, baby.
It's March Madness, baby.
It's March Madness, yeah.
Yeah, Kentucky had four teams in the NCAA tournament first rounds, and three of them have advanced. So go Kentucky.
Good.
Yeah, Kentucky was the number one overall seed.
So now, I mean, now you know I know nothing about this, right?
Uh-huh.
So technically, could two Kentucky teams be playing each other here?
They already did yesterday.
Oh, they did?
UK, University of Kentucky, played Western Kentucky yesterday.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Uh-huh.
And who won that one?
Kentucky, which is the number one overall seed.
Oh, so they're number one right now.
Uh-huh.
Holy mackerel.
They
better stop paying attention to college basketball.
Okay, so, and tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Which but you're
means,
not Irish,
no,
so.
I've never really celebrated St. Patrick's Day.
Well, some people celebrate just because they can drink green beer.
Yeah.
I wonder what they, I guess they use green dye. I don't think
yes,
I'd want
green,
to be...
Yes, they do. They use the same green dye that we use to color the outside of the Easter eggs. They color the inside of their intestines with.
Well, I guess McDonald's has their Shamrock Shake. Their cult following for the Shamrock Shake is out right now.
Yes. Popular shake.
It is. Well, and they have a cult following. I don't understand that.
Yeah. They actually, usually for St. Patty's Day, they used to use green slime instead of pink slime in their hamburgers. But now that they can't use it, they're going with the Shamrock Shake instead.
Oh, and I hear that Burger King is trying to bring people in with free French fries and green ketchup.
Oh, so they have the green ketchup. Well, White Castle's has them all beat.
Oh, yeah?
White Castle's, you eat the hamburgers, and then later on they're
you green. You turn green inside.
No, later on they come out green.
That's disgusting.
That's their ode to St. Patty's Day. But then, unfortunately, that's what always happens when you eat White Castle. So it's not just a St. Patty's Day special, unfortunately.
So I want to talk about body fat for a few minutes. Can we?
Sure. Since you've been losing so much of it. Yes.
I know. First, I have to correct you because you were talking about on your show with Steve. Tomorrow will be 7 weeks. So I wasn't quite at the 7 week point when I had lost 7% body fat.
Yes.
So that's my 7 week point is tomorrow. But yes, I have lost 7%
body fat. 7, 7, 7. You've lost 7% body fat. You've gained 7 pounds of muscle, and now it's 7 weeks.
Right.
Okay. That's pretty impressive.
And I've lost 7 pounds of
weight.
On the scale.
On the scale. Yeah, so there's all these sevens happening.
All these sevens, yeah.
Which means that you should play the lottery now.
So I was talking to someone, and she asked me, well, how much body fat have you lost? And I said, 7%. And she said, well, if I lost 7%, they'd have to admit me into the hospital because I'm, you know.
So lean already.
Yes.
And I know who you're talking about, and she's not lean.
Well.
You can't, you know, for those of you out there who think you're too lean, if you can see your veins, like in different areas of your body, shoulders especially, a lower abdominal area especially, then you're probably in the area of 10% or less body fat. But if you can't see any of your veins, then don't say you're lean because you're not.
Okay.
That's it. End of story. And I challenge anybody to that very, very simple rule of thumb.
But when I said this to you, you said that
I said, people get confused when you say 7% body fat.
Uh-huh.
They think that they don't understand that that's a percentage
of your
total body fat.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not a percentage of your total body weight. When they measure body fat, they measure it as a total percentage of your weight.
Uh-huh.
But as you lose body fat, that number changes because you're starting with a new number. And for instance, like, let's take a 250-pound man.
Okay.
Who's 30% body fat.
Uh-huh.
He's 75 pounds of fat in that 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he was to lose 7% body fat, his body fat would go from 75 pounds down to 57.5 pounds. His total weight would go 232 and a half pounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he comes back and loses 5% body fat, you don't add that to the 7. And now it's 5% of the weight he's starting with at that moment.
Right.
And so it's like people go, oh, you know, wow, that's a huge amount. No, it's really not. I mean, it can be a huge amount of weight depending on where you are at that time.
Uh-huh.
But now you take a bodybuilder who's already at 3% body fat. For him to lose if he lost 3% body fat, it would be 3% of what he has. It wouldn't be now he's down to 0.
Right.
In order for him to so in other words, you keep chipping away mm-hmm. at that body fat. When it's almost the same thing for those people who have ever been in retail. You can work with markup by saying, well, we're going to mark this product up 50%, which means you take half the amount of the value of the product and you add it, and but you can't do that backwards to do cost of goods. It doesn't work. You can't just say, okay, we'll just deduct 50% and that's where your cost of goods are. No. So when the actual math is being done on the whole,
mm-hmm.
and that whole keeps changing as a result of the sum of the math, it's a moving target. So anyway, but in retrospect to that woman, if she lost 7%, I will stake next year's salary that she is at least 20 to 22% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen her. Okay?
Okay.
Can't see any of her veins anywhere. Not even on her forearms, which usually get lean the fastest.
Right.
And you see, you're starting to see yours. Look at the side. No, turn your arm again like that and look at the side right here. Look
uh-huh.
right here.
Okay.
Look at that. No, turn the other way. Turn this way and now look like that. See okay. that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your arm, your
lower
arm.
Too bad the audience can't see. Okay, so moving on.
Yes.
Did you know that on March the 14th it was Registered Dietitian's Day?
No. Does that mean we should all go out and become dietitians
just thought that was interesting that they have a day for registered dietitians.
Yeah.
The day was created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, which is formerly the American Dietetic Association.
Yeah, the ADA, right?
The ADA, yeah. I just thought that was interesting.
And you know what? And the American Dietetic Association has it all wrong.
On their website, it's all about calories in, calories out, and you know, you should base your plate on nutrient-rich foods with fruits and vegetables and grains. And
you know what? Leading with fruits, telling people that you want them to be lean and healthy, and leading with fruits is a mistake. I would be fine. And I even made Dr. Lauren Cordain one day when he was on my show. I said, Lauren, do you mind saying vegetables and fruits instead? And I told him why. And he goes, you know, I absolutely agree with you. And the rest of the interview, he said vegetables and fruits. I don't think fruits should be in front of vegetables. I don't understand why they are. Is it because F comes before V in the alphabet?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, I mean, if it's in the order of a hierarchy of importance and also volume of what you should be eating, it should actually be vegetables, animal protein, and fruits.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Or vice versa, because animal protein, vegetables, and fruits. But the bottom line is fruits doesn't belong on the front end of that. And to also speak to the American Dietetic Association, who is, I understand that there's no other way to quantify the amount of energy somebody is eating at this point in time until we come up with a better metric
mm-hmm.
for measurement than the calorie. But the notion that they say calories in, calories out, and
meaning what they mean is all calories are equal.
Yeah.
And they're not.
And that's tantamount to me saying to you, Here's a box of money, various denominations.
And they're all equal.
They're some singles, some 50s, some 20s, some hundreds, and you only have 5 grabs at it. and you grab five bills and I grab five bills and you grab five 100s and I grab five singles and somebody says, well, you both ended up with the same thing. No, we didn't. And that's the equation that I would use to gauge calories. If somebody's eating higher calories and protein and fat and a lot less of starchy carbohydrates and sugary carbohydrates, they're going to remain leaner and they're going to put on more muscle, period. So it's not the same.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
I know. Look at you. I mean, you can't. Last night, you were supposed to eat 1,600 calories yesterday.
I'm doing carb cycling.
Yes,
now.
Carb cycling. Right.
I get two high carb days, yes. And I couldn't. I didn't want anything else. By the end of the day, I was just like, I don't like.
Can't eat anymore.
No, I don't like eating all those carbs anymore. When your body gets used to not having them,
yeah, makes you bloated because carbohydrates, the key word hydrate, they attract water into mm-hmm. the gut and into the intestines. They make you feel bloated. When you eat high carb meals, you feel bloated.
I felt that, yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. But you couldn't eat all your calories yesterday.
No. Yeah.
So anyway. American Dietetic Association, eat your heart out. She's getting leaner and leaner, and she can't even eat all the food that she has to eat. But you guys keep telling people that calories are calories. And when they come to this show, when they start listening to this show, we'll fix them for you. Don't
yes,
worry.
Yes, we will.
We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of good stories to talk about. Do you want to give us a preview? You want to keep it a secret what we're coming back about?
Let's keep it a secret so maybe people will listen.
Oh, okay. We'll try that. All right. So you're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, Elisa,
yes?
I've heard you've had problems with little tiny sugar ants getting into your home. Is that true?
They're looking for butter.
They're looking for butter.
Did you see the picture that Johan posted?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
That was interesting.
A couple people pointed some things out, which are true. The margarine was very, very soft, and clearly the ants that got caught in some of the margarine, one of the margarines drowned in its softness, and probably the ants realized that, and the butter stayed hard, and it was easier for them to tackle.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't notice the ants. I mean, I would like to see that again with everything being hard. I still think the ants would go to the butter over the margarine. And then someone else pointed out when I said, follow the ants to the foods that they'll eat in your home. And someone said, well, they'll also eat cake and sugar.
Stelios said that.
Yeah. That was a good
point,
too.
And donuts. Yeah. They'll eat anything.
Yeah. But no, they won't eat anything.
Well, they won't eat the margarine. That's
obviously. Or the fat-free one. And even one was harder than the other. So then they weren't even, the one that was mushy, a couple drowned in, the one that was harder, I don't know if that was the fat-free stuff or what, they seemed to just not even go over there. But clearly, voting with their feet, the large majority of them were on the pad of real butter. So I think that was pretty cool.
That was interesting. Well, did you know that rejected fruit flies will turn to alcohol?
Really?
A male fruit fly will try to court a female by nuzzling her genitals, tapping her abdomen, and singing with his wings. And if all of that fails, he drowns his sorrows in booze.
How does he get? Okay, so does he fly to the nearest open bottle of Colt 45 and start drinking it, or what? How does
he? Well, they're more likely the fruit flies are more likely to eat alcoholic food if they have been sexually rejected by females.
Really?
And this was done by researchers of the University of California, San Francisco, and the Howard Hughes Medical Institute.
That is so. They eat foods that convert to alcohol in their system. In other words. They get drunk.
The team shows that a signaling chemical called neuropeptide F, NPF, in the fly's brain underpins this behavior. When they have low levels of the NPF and are denied sex, it drives them to seek rewards in alcohol.
Wow. And then you know what happens, right?
No.
Then he goes and nuzzles the genitals of a slightly uglier fly. Because the alcohol has taken its effect, and now he can put up with her whining and complaining and her bad wing smell and everything else.
They're saying that this study provides a molecular link between natural rewards like sex and drug rewards like alcohol.
Isn't that amazing?
I find that very interesting.
Now, if we could just get flies to play guitars, they already have the sex and drugs part down. They just need the rock and roll.
So, okay.
Who knows? We may have a Steven Tyler fly out there somewhere.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Are you watching American Idol?
I like American Idol. I have to say, I know that it's probably not, you know, a real burly man thing to say, but I really look forward to American Idol. And there's a couple, I like that Elise Testone, I think she's talented, although America doesn't seem to think so, right?
Right.
I also like Holly Kavanaugh, who is obviously celebrating this weekend because she's Irish. I'm trying to think, who do you like of the singers?
I like them all. I don't want any of them to leave.
I like that guy, Philip. That kid, Philip, is really talented. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the article on the news this morning about fish fraud?
Mm-hmm.
That was on, I think it was ABC News.
Yes, yes. The more people who turn to fish.
It just seems like you can't eat fish anymore.
This is what happens. When we find something we like, the manufacturers of those things find ways to make deeper profits. And one of the ways to make deeper profits is through fraud. Now, we've already talked about the poor fish farming practices of letting fish swim in
sewage water.
Sewage water.
I don't eat tilapia any longer.
As a result of that. And neither do I. Because you just don't know where you it's coming from anymore.
Right.
But with that being said, a practice that has been actually used by the poultry industry for forever. For those of us who know, there's a couple cheap brands of chicken breast out there. One of them is called Amick Farms, A-M-I-C-K.
I think I've seen that.
They're always on sale for $2 a pound or $2.29 a pound for chicken breast, which is like a stupidly low, like, oh my God. And the chicken breasts are always just the biggest chicken breasts you've ever seen.
But they're plumped with sodium.
Yes. If you turn them over, it says contains a minimum of 15% retained sodium.
Mm-hmm.
What that is broth. It's salt and water that these chicken breasts are soaked in. They absorb it. And so basically, for every dollar per pound you're paying 15 cents of that dollar or more for water.
Right.
For water. And this is evidenced when you cook these chicken breasts, they shrink.
Well, that's the same thing they're doing to the seafood.
But they're not doing it to just any seafood. They're doing it to the most expensive seafood. They're doing it to scallops which are like $27 a pound.
Oh, my.
And they're not marking it, and they're not regulating it. So it's not like Amick Farm says, look, this is 15% sodium solution, so you know it's not that bad. The other 85% is chicken, right?
Right.
But with the scallops, the weight could actually be up to 50% retained water by plumping these scallops up with a chemical cocktail that they make that causes the scallops to retain and absorb more of the water.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So not only are you eating chemicals that you don't know are in there, number one, which that alone should make you pissed off, but if you're paying $27 a pound, chances are, you know, you're paying at least $10 for water alone.
Well,
pound.
They say it's hard to control because most of the U.S. seafood is imported and packed outside the country.
Yeah.
But they also state in an article that I read that the best known seafood fraud is species substitution.
Yes. Yes.
They secretly replace a prized species with a similar tasting, cheaper fish. Like example, whiting is substituted for grouper. I don't even know what whiting is.
Whiting is a cheap white fish. Whiting is a very, very cheap white fish.
But does it even taste like grouper?
Well, okay.
If you put lots of sauce on it or something.
Never mind
you know.
That. Okay. Do you really think 90% of the population can taste a piece of fish and go, oh, this is grouper. Oh, no. This is codfish.
Tuna you can taste.
Well, tuna because we grow up eating tuna from kids.
Right.
Tuna's ubiquitous. It's everywhere, right? But these other fish, who knows? You can't tell the difference between tilapia and any other white fish out there, the truth is. Most people can't.
Mako shark for swordfish.
And so, yeah, because swordfish is much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And mako shark is cheap. But, you know,
it makes it difficult to even want to eat seafood any longer.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're getting. And this is what happens. And you know what's going to happen? The seafood industry is going to get a mad, mad repercussion from this. More and more people are going to back off of seafood. And rightfully so. And the only people that are going to eat seafood are people who know where their seafood is coming from. However you do that, whether you catch it yourself, I don't know. And so the seafood industry is going to end up throwing away tons and tons of bad fish, then one or two things is going to happen.
What?
Either they're going to realize they made a mistake and start cleaning up their industry, or they're going to come out with a pink slime equivalent to fish. They're going to use some ammonia and some other stuff and spray it and use this fish in different ways and grind it up and make, you know, fish pulp out of it and sell it in different ways, which is because they're not in the business of throwing fish away and losing money.
Right.
So, I mean, that's where this pink slime came from. Pink slime isn't like somebody said, you know, we're doing so well. Let's go ahead and come up. No, it's like, hey, we're throwing a lot of meat away. We're throwing a lot of, how can we use this stuff? How can we get people to eat it without knowing that this is what they're eating? Oh, we'll add some pink color to it. So it'll be the color of the meat and we'll put ammonia in it and it'll actually act as a preservative for the other meat that we're mixing it with.
Well, speaking of pink slime, didn't Gordon Woodward had posted on your Facebook that Isn't it the connective tissue in the pink slime? Are they not talking about the ligaments, tendons, and isn't this all collagen?
Yeah, hydrolyzed collagen. Yeah, absolutely.
And he said, I thought this was the stuff that makes bone broth so healthy.
Well, okay, back up.
Okay.
The thing that makes bone broth so healthy is marrow. It's the marrow inside the bone.
Okay.
That's what makes bone broth so healthy. Now, the collagen is definitely good. In fact, the original Metrex recipe that Dr. Scott Connolly used to transform the skin of burn victims included a certain amount of hydrolyzed collagen. Hydrolyzed collagen is an imperfect protein. It does not contain the complete amino acid profile of, say, a piece of beef, an egg, or even milk protein. However, it does have some special qualities in producing soft tissue repair and collagen repair, okay? With that old notion, like replaces like, I guess, you know. So the collagen in pink slime isn't the problem.
It's the
any more than the collagen in Jell-O is the problem.
It's the ammonium hydroxide.
Well, yeah, and it's all the other stuff they're adding to it to make it so that it doesn't go bad and it actually purifies and clean. You know, it's been an old tactic of butchers. When I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, my mother used to take me to the meat market. There was one meat market. Whenever she went there, she would ask to smell the chicken and smell the steak before she bought it. It wasn't until years later that she explained to me that they would take a little bit of ammonia and water and they would wash the meat down to kill the sour smell of meat that was starting to age and go bad.
And then they'd sell it?
Sure, they'd sell it as new. That's still a tactic used today in grocery stores. In the lower priced grocery stores in economically challenged neighborhoods. There was 60 Minutes or 2020 did an expose about 2 or 3 years ago about Food Lion. That Food Lion was doing all these terrible things to increase profits, and Food Lions generally occupied the more economically challenged neighborhoods. And one of the things Food Lion did regularly was take ammonia and water and wash their meat before putting it back in the showcase.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. So ammonia has been used forever as a, whatever you want to call it, a defunking agent on red meat and chicken.
Well, did you hear that they said that the USDA is now saying that schools will have a choice to opt out of using the pink slime?
And why do you think that is, Elisa Profumo?
Why do they have the choice now?
Why did the USDA even give them a choice? And in years past, they would have been eating pink slime and not even known about it.
Because of social media.
Yes.
What a good thing.
Because so many people out there talking about this. And this is evidence of the things, the issues that we are important to us on this show. Why we have to spread the word and talk about it. Because when enough people know this and start talking about it to their friends, it gains a wave effect, a grassroots effect, and then all of a sudden organizations back down. What did you point out?
Isn't that what happened with Verizon when they were going to charge if you used your credit card, and with Bank of America, and they were going to charge if you used your debit cards or whatever?
Yeah.
And that girl, we saw a thing on 60 Minutes, I think it was, on some young girl that started having petitions signed.
With Verizon, right? That was for Verizon. Because if you paid your bill over the phone, they're going to start charging a $5 fee every time you paid your bill over the phone.
And it never happened because of social media.
Yes, because they started petitions. See, there were 5 or 6 different petitions. And people said, I'll leave Verizon if you do this. And Verizon went, well, guess we're not going to. And I'll tell you something. We have to take a break. But for those of us who use PayPal as your credit card processor, PayPal is owned by Chase Bank. Well, guess what Chase Bank is doing now?
What?
When I use my PayPal debit card at a Chase Bank ATM, they're treating me like a non-bank customer. They're charging me $3 to use my debit card. They never did that before. This is just profiteering. Chase owns PayPal. Chase is my bank through PayPal. But they're charging me, one of their clients, $3 if I use my debit card.
Maybe we should get some petitions signed.
You know what? I don't know how many people out there use PayPal, but if there's enough people out there using PayPal, and we did start a petition, and I'll sign it if somebody wants to go start it, we need to let PayPal know that I'm actually thinking about switching my merchant account because of this. Not because I'd save money, but just because I feel like it's unfair of them to not treat me like a banking customer, which I am.
Right.
Just because I came a different way. Okay. I love this song, by the way. Elvis Costello, Watching the Detectives, and Lionel Richie. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds, designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know this song?
No. You?
Come on, everybody, do that song.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. Oh, that girl Jessica sang that on American Idol. I loved her sparkly pants that she had on. Those were cool. John Parker posted on Facebook that he's listening live while he's deadlifting.
Hey, there you go. Come on, man. Pull. Push with your hips.
A little bit heavier.
Don't forget to push with your hips.
Okay. So, just talking about, leading with what we were talking about before the
break.
Social media.
Right, and the internet in general, really.
And the internet. Did you see where 45 representatives and 10 senators signed a letter to the FDA in support of GMO labeling?
Really?
Yes.
When did that happen?
On Monday, March 12th.
Okay, so here it is the 16th, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's watch. Let's see if it gets swept under the counter, under the table, under the carpet, or something actually comes of it.
The letter was drafted by Senator Barbara Boxer of California and Representative Peter DeFazio of Oregon.
Okay.
It was quite direct and not aimed at finding fault with GMOs, but that consumers deserve the right to know and make informed decisions for themselves.
Oh, man, I love this. So they sent this to the FDA.
Yes, they did.
So right now, Monsanto is on the phone to its liaisons at the FDA and going, look, You better not sell us out. You better round file this bill and tell those idiots to leave us alone. We don't want to, believe me, Monsanto is shaking in their boots right now because I don't care what anybody says. Okay. Bill Gates could spend every last cent of his money to try to prove that GMO is safe.
Right.
Okay. But there's a large population in the United States. We don't want it. And it's our right not to want it.
Exactly.
And we're not going to eat it. And Monsanto, you're going to have to eat this GMO stuff yourself. You and Bill Gates should eat GMO.
And feed it to your grandkids, like you always say.
And you know what you do? You feed corn to the head on the left, and you feed the soy to the head on the right of your grandchildren, because they're definitely going to be born with two heads. So there you go.
Just talking about the social media, it says the petition from the Center for Food Safety is supported by more than 400 businesses and organizations and has collected more than 1 million comments since it entered circulation last October. Million comments.
I applaud this. Let's get this on. Let's label GMO. It'll go away. It'll go away.
Speaking of Monsanto, we have to
apologize to Monsanto. I have to formally apologize to Monsanto, not for all of the horrible things I've said about them.
But last week we talked about the different companies that they own, and they don't own those companies.
Right. Those are just vendors that they sell their products.
Yes,
to.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And the list was posted as a list of Monsanto-owned
companies, when in fact it's just the companies that sell, that use their products in their products.
But the problem is, my fact checker happens to be Spicoli from High School High. And I told him, I said, Spicoli, find out if this is true. And I think he called me a dick and closed the door, and that was it.
Can you use that word?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know what? You know, a fire hydrant is called a fire dick, right?
No, I didn't know that. Where?
That's where. Yeah, look it up. I'll bet money on it. A fire hydrant is also known as a fire dick. That is where the slang term came from.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you should go like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I should go on Who's the Biggest Idiot. I could win that. I could win Who's the Biggest
Who's
Idiot.
Who's smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah, I'm not actually. I couldn't beat a fifth grader, believe me.
Did you see where the Princeton professor thinks that fat flyers should pay higher ticket prices?
Boy, I want to have him on the show. I'm going to have this guy on the show. This is actually a discussion that I've had with our good friend, William Mitchell, who has been on the show and is a pilot.
William Scott Mitchell.
He is a pilot. And I remember finding some research one time that postulated the amount of money it costs for an airline to fly a case of soda back and forth from the West Coast to the East Coast for 1 year. And I said, this can't be. I mean, is this for real? It's estimated that they spend about, I don't remember if it's $6,000 or something like that, to fly a case of soda back and forth over the course of the year. And then I get on the plane with my one carry-on, right?
Uh-huh, right.
Or let's go even better. Let's stay with Southwest for a second, because I love Southwest. I think they're the best airline to fly.
Mm-hmm.
They have a two bags for free rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the bags have to be 50 pounds or less.
And if you're over, you pay $25.
Right. So then somebody else comes over, and they happen to have the same number of bags as I do, same weight as I do, but they are 350 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they being charged more? Why aren't they being charged $25 extra for the fact that they're overweight? And it's because it's not politically correct to point out that, you know, you're different. And so because you're different, we have to charge you differently. I mean, UPS charges that way. If I hand UPS a box that's a 6-inch by 6-inch cube and it weighs 100 pounds versus a 6-inch by 6-inch cube that weighs 1 pound, they charge me something different. I don't go, you know, that's insulting to the box. You hurt the box's feelings. But people get all bent out of shape. I'm with this. I think this is great. I think that you should charge people airfares based on the total weight. They should get on a scale holding their bags and they should go, okay, your fare is going to be $300. Then somebody else gets on and they go, well, you just have that carry-on and you're 107 pounds, so your fare is going to be $93.
He's a bioethics professor. His name is Peter Singer, and he's presented two plans, one based on a standard passenger weight, while another combines the weight of the ticket purchaser and their bags combined.
That's it. That's the one. That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. They should have, when an airline posts their rates, they should have a per pound in the air price. So people can shoot. Wow, you know, I only have $150 to spend on this airfare. If I go with a carry-on, I can do it. If I want to take all this other junk with me, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And heavyweight people can go, wow, I want to go to Aruba and back for $99. I guess I better start losing weight now.
Hey, maybe that would help with the
it would.
Problem we have here in America.
It would. I mean, taxi cab drivers are allowed to charge if they have to throw luggage in. I mean, it's, you know what? It's just so idiotic. The way airfares are charged today is so idiotic. And you know airlines realize it. You know deep down in the crevices of their mind, they're going, gee, if we get charged by the pound, a lot more people would fly because a lot of the less heavy people carrying less baggage would be able to fly every week if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But God forbid you hurt the feeling. What's that organization? The National Association for the Acceptance of Fat People?
Right. The guy that wanted the
yeah.
White Castle booth to be widened.
Wider so he could get his wide ass in easier while he eats his, you know, 12 hamburgers. He'll definitely be the first one to come out and say, you know, it's unfair that they're charging me more than this little 90-pound woman here with her purse. I think I should pay the same price as her.
You know, it's interesting. I think you've said on the show before that all we need to do is watch television in the morning and we'll have enough content for Casual Friday.
And I have to say something. I just thought of something. For all those people who've never listened to my show before, you must understand that I was 350 pounds at one point in time.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Move on. Okay.
Did you see the story this morning about the CDC is going to launch a new graphic anti-cigarette ad?
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
I think so, too.
They got one guy who, like, had cancer in his fingers. They had to cut the tips of his fingers off over time. Another guy with his chest split open because he has heart problems now.
Well, they're saying that after the Surgeon General warnings and ever-increasing taxes didn't make smokers kick the habit, that maybe this is going to prevent another generation from lighting up.
I think that this actually may have a chance of working. I think it will. Because when you have to stare in the face the realities of your risky behavior, then you can't just ignore it.
The man that spoke about this morning said that 9 out of 10 smokers start before the age of 13. And while the ads are not directed at children, they're hoping that it's going to make an impact. 3,000 people, mainly children, start
every
day. 3,000.
And that's why I think it's ludicrous the way tobacco is even sold in this country.
Well, remember a long time ago we talked about how the FDA was going to make the cigarette manufacturers put graphic pictures on their labeling?
Yeah, and then they stopped.
A judge stopped that from happening. Yeah. So I guess this is the CDC is retaliating with some of these ads that they're coming out with.
You know, if the government really gave a damn about people's health, if the FDA really gave a damn about people's health, the first thing that they would do is make tobacco, cigarettes, a controlled substance. So those people out there who are already smoking would get a prescription from their doctor and they'd be able to go out and buy, their Chesterfields, their Marlboros, whatever it is. And smoke them to the day that they die. But kids wouldn't be able to go out and buy cigarettes easily. Okay? And sure, there's people going to say, yeah, but that'll open up the black market. But big deal. The black market will still not yield 3,000 new smokers a day.
Right.
It won't. Maybe it'll be 300. But the government doesn't give a damn. You know why the government doesn't give a damn,
because
Elisa?
Because they make money from the taxes.
Bingo. There's big money in killing people in the United States and making them sick. And the government gets their share. And that's why I said a long time ago on the show, murder is legal in the United States and you will not do jail time as long as the government gets their share of the money you're making in murdering people. And that's evidenced even by the pharmaceutical agenda today.
I guess the CDC is, they're launching this campaign on Monday, and it's a $54 million campaign.
I applaud them. $54 million is not a lot of money. $54 million is nothing in advertising in this nation, but I applaud them for having the balls to go forth with this, and I hope that the results are so profound that the government gives them more money to continue this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that if kids start seeing the realities of cigarette smoking,
right,
instead of how cool Angelina Jolie looks on camera when she's smoking, or I don't know if she does, or whoever it is. You know,
I don't think she does. Well, I don't know.
I mean, but they have actors out there smoking. That's part of product placement nowadays. But I'm sorry, Angelina. I know that you don't smoke. You also don't eat. But anyway.
She needs to get in the gym.
Yeah, put on some weight. Somebody hold her down and feed her a hamburger. But anyway, you know, I think that if kids start seeing this, there will be a result. And I applaud the CDC. And on that note, we have to take a break.
Already?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about and listener questions. I cut myself off.
Did you fade in and out?
Yeah, we'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who continually educates me about stuff now. There was a time when I was teaching her, and now the student
becomes the teacher.
Really? When did that happen?
I don't know, but recently. I mean, I've mentioned you on a couple shows recently about something that you pointed
the
out
show,
to me.
The vitamin E show with the...
Yeah, about vitamin E depleting, taking high levels of vitamin E depletes CoQ10. And so when we did the show with Dr. Michael Smith, I actually looked intelligent. I said, well, shouldn't you supplement with both? And he said, you know, you're right. He said, they actually come from the same pathway. And if you're supplementing with E, you should supplement with ubiquinol.
Yes.
I said, Elisa taught me that.
Did you read the study on red meat, the Harvard Medical School researchers?
Actually, I have. Someone and pointed it out to me on the board.
That was Derek Martin.
Yes, Derek did. That's right. And I gave him a shout out for doing that also. And I have looked into it now, and I have to tell you that it's the biggest example of how fraudulent epidemiological studies can become when you're searching for an endpoint.
And that's what they were doing at Harvard?
Yeah. No doubt about it. I don't know why they were searching for this endpoint. But the people who ate red meat also smoked cigarettes. They also ate a lot more food in general. And lastly, you're asking people to be self-reporting about food that they've eaten for years. I mean, truthfully, you know me. I have like a steel trap memory. I can remember my earliest occurrences of crawling out of my crib. I kid you not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what I ate last week. When I eat, I'm on autopilot. I'm not paying attention. So if somebody said to me, how much red meat did you eat last week? I'd say, I'd probably try to, well, let me think what the average would be, like, you know, my whole life.
You ate a pound of grass-fed beef last night. I know that.
But I didn't eat any red meat last week.
I don't think
But if somebody asked me and if I had to search for the answer, I'd say, well, you're probably safe to guess that I probably eat about 4 ounces of red meat a week.
And the study, it's about beef that they bought at the grocery store. It's not about grass-fed beef.
And
either.
that is exactly what I pointed out on the show the other day. I said, this is such nonsense. I mean, this is like eating roadkill.
Right.
It's like, why don't you ask people, how many people, you know, how long can you live if you pick up animals on the side of the road and eat them? Yeah, you're probably going to get sick from that. Well, that's the same stuff that you hear. We were just talking about pink slime and the habits of grocers to wash meat and chicken with ammonia water. I mean, who knows what people are eating out there? It's not the red meat's fault that these people are getting sick. Mm-hmm. It's the people who produce the red meat and handle the red meat and then sell the red meat. I mean, we wouldn't be here today, okay? We wouldn't be sitting here today if red meat killed people. Our population would have had to take a different turn a long time ago. And I just had this conversation with the guy. You know the guy at our gym that's always so happy? The
uh-huh.
African-American guy?
Uh-huh.
I said to
Lewis
him,
is his name.
I didn't know his name. Good. Lewis. Okay.
He came up to me and said, you rock.
Yeah. See, he was over by the elliptical machine the other day talking to a bunch of people, and he's just so happy and cheerful.
He is.
And I said to him, I tapped him on the shoulder. I says, tell me the truth, cuz. I says, are you really this upbeat and happy? And he looked at me. He said, yeah, why? I said, well, then, excuse me, you should be in there teaching classes because a lot less people would need SSRIs.
Really?
And he looked at me. He said, that's the nicest thing anybody ever said to me.
Oh, that was nice.
So he and I got talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, did you have any ancestors, any relatives that you know lived? He goes, oh, my great grandmother, my great grandfather, they all lived past 85, 90. He goes, I had one grandmother that lived to be 100. I said, I'll bet you she ate bacon. She cooked with lard. He goes, you're right. She did. I says, well, how did that go? From being good for them to bad for us. And at the same time, now that we're eating the way the government keeps telling us to eat, we keep getting sicker and sicker. Why hasn't anybody seen these two axes cross go, wait a minute, something's wrong here. This doesn't look right. Those people were healthier at 80 and 90. They didn't need nursing homes. They were raising their great-grandchildren. And they were eating all the things we're telling people not to eat today.
Mm-hmm.
What's really going on here? No one's asking that question. You know why? Because everybody focuses on research.
Yes.
What's coming? Oh, well, let me abandon what I know to be true. Let me abandon all this history we have, and let me look at this one stupid study. And that's exactly what that study is. It's stupid. Because it doesn't identify the problem. The problem isn't red meat. It's the quality of food in this country today and the stuff that we're being told is safe to eat, like processed red meat,
mm-hmm.
stuff from Hillshire Farms. I mean, that's the stuff that's been linked to developing colon cancer in 12-year-old children. Hot dogs. That's not red meat. That's trash that they tried to figure out how to use again without throwing it away. They, hey, you know what? We grind it up and we dye it and we add flavors to it and put some ammonia in it and then put it in a casing and make it long like a pickle. We can sell it to people.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, hey, let's try it. And the idiots bought it.
Speaking of social media, I forgot to add in that the Campbell's Soup Company is going to stop lining their cans with BPA.
Wonderful.
And that was all due to social media.
Yeah.
And the problems with the BPA.
And I say bravo. I say to any of those food companies out there that are getting the message wherever they're getting it from the grassroots, and they are reformulating their products and their processes by what the public wants, I say bravo. We love you. We're not going to hold it against you that you made mistakes because you made it right and you're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But to all the companies out there that are hiding their heads and acting like they don't know what Campbell's did, and they're going to, oh, we're just going to ignore it. Maybe if nobody knows that we make soup too, we'll get through this when we can. Shame on you, and we're not going to buy your products. And you're going to end up throwing a lot of products away. Well, maybe Bill Gates will find somebody to eat them for you. Because people are talking, and you companies need to start listening, and that goes for Monsanto as well. Because trust me, too big to fail is a term that has been proven wrong before. Monsanto, you can fail too very quickly in just a few short years. If everybody in this country turned their backs on Monsanto-produced products, you guys would be begging, what should we do? What can we do? We'll change. What do you want us to do? Listen to us now. Do it now.
Do you think they're listening?
I hope so. They should give me $100,000 a year just for being their marketing liaison.
That would be nice, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see on Wednesday where the CDC announced that gastrointestinal infection deaths have more than doubled?
What's that about?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, I have my theories.
What's your theory?
My theories have to go back to the quality of food and the things that are destroying the linings of our stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
Our stomachs used to be able to be impermeable. They're not. So many people have leaky gut today. Things that are in the stomach that shouldn't end up in the bloodstream are going directly into the bloodstream because the lining of the stomach is failing.
Of those who have died, 83% were over 65.
Yeah, well, that's why, because their immune systems have become completely inoperable. Their detoxification pathways are clogged up, and so they succumb to this stuff.
It's the bacterium Clostridium.
Clostridium
difficile.
Yeah.
They say that people often contract this in hospitals and nursing homes.
Yeah, that's a sad story, too.
I know. It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. At the age where people should be protected, and that they're not protected at all.
So, did you want to go ahead and answer some listener questions?
Could we take our last commercial break first and then come back? And then
sure,
we can take 10 minutes to answer listener questions?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to try to stay on the clock if we can.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to answer listener questions and emails. Maybe one of them is yours. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout products. prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. AndroLean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
What is this?
Come again?
I don't think I've ever heard this song before.
Come again? Come again? I'm the lyrical mathematical genius, special like lime juice, you never seen it.
I don't know. I don't. That's a new one. It's in there somewhere. It's in the library somewhere. It's been hiding in the library somewhere.
Interesting.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Before we get on to answering listener questions, Lisa reminded me of something. There's an organization that I've talked about on this show. I'm not going to mention their name because I'm not interested in giving them any publicity whatsoever. But their entire objective is to increase the proliferation and use of pesticides in North America. They consider those of us who are anti-pesticide as the problem.
Environmental terrorists.
Yeah, they call us environmental terrorists. The guy,
yes.
And I've gone back and forth with this guy, and the guy is a blooming idiot, and I called him a shill. I believe he's a shill for the pesticide industry. He has a fake name that he hides behind on the internet. And so anyway, he sent me an email the other day, and the headline of the email was so shocking to me. It was so incomprehensible to me that I forwarded it on to Elisa. God, what does it say?
An official media release on the environmental terrorist movement. Pest control products are government approved, federally legal, and scientifically safe.
Right. Then he goes on to say that due to the ban of pesticides,
because of anti-pesticide prohibition, yards are polluted with weeds and are infesting nearby agricultural lands.
Now, because I'm assuming that this guy either purports to have a fifth grade education or he really just does have a fifth grade education, I want to take a moment to read from Webster's Dictionary the actual meaning of the noun pollution. The presence in or introduction into the environment of a substance or thing that has a harmful or poisonous effect. Now, the last time I looked, weeds were not poisonous. Unless you ate the wrong weed, obviously it could be poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't harmful. In fact, they were probably here before humans were here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, they have more of a right to have their little legs and bodies planted in that soil than we do. Right? So they're not considered pollution. In my humble opinion, they're not considered pollution. But to this idiot, Those are the pollutants. And the pesticides are the friendly, well-meaning solutions.
Because they're FDA approved.
Yeah, because they're FDA approved. And
they're scientifically,
safe. And I say, you know, and I've emailed this guy, you should bathe your grandchildren in these pesticides. I've said things like that to him because, and he stops replying to me now. But anyway, I just think it's ironic that he is so confused. His moral compass is so flawed that he thinks that weeds are the problem and not pesticides. Shame on you. There is a special seat in hell waiting for you to sit down, sir.
How does he look at himself in the mirror?
People are willing to do anything for money.
He must be delusional.
Well, you know what? One of his emails went on one time to talk about how terrible it is for the lawn care industry, what has been done to the lawn care industry. And then I emailed him back and I said, so I'm guessing you have a failed lawn care industry. You have a failed lawn care business. And as a result of that, you're going to get even with everybody by making everybody be poisoned by the pesticides that apparently he was limited on the pesticides he could use and that destroyed his business. That was this summation I got from this article he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, find another way around it. You know what? Back in the day, they used to use lead to seal cans up until they found out that the lead leached into the food in the cans and the people died and got ill from. So the can manufacturers didn't go, oh, we're going to make everybody eat lead. It's not fair. No, they said, hey, we better not use lead anymore. Let's find another way to stay in business. This idiot is just some sour. He's either some sour idiot who just wants to rail against what is right for what is wrong, or he's a shill for the industry. That's it. It's one of the two things, and either one of them, he's hopeless and worthless. So there you go.
Okay. Listener questions.
Yes. Where did they start?
Wes Scott. He just wanted to know how the raw colostrum is working for you.
Well, it worked great, but the problem is I only had 1 gallon, and I drank a half a gallon in just a couple, 3 days. And the other half a gallon I ended up throwing away because it started to go bad.
Can you tell a difference in how you feel when you drink it?
No, I don't think so. It's nothing that dramatic.
No?
No, it's loaded with growth factors and stuff, and it's very fatty. But no, it's not like I wake up and feel, oh, my God, that colostrum is working on me. No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I drank it every day for a year, but you can't get it that frequently. You have to wait for cows to drop, babies, so.
Scott Plested, Plested, I hope I pronounced that right. He had a quick question about the Age Force power patches.
Mm-hmm.
He was wondering which ones you have tried
right.
And which ones you prefer. And he was considering either the HGH patch or the test booster.
Well, the HGH patch I have used, but I've also used injectable growth hormone, which is by prescription for a very long time. So I don't know that I'm going to notice anything from the HGH patch, to be honest with you. Although I can say, that I did notice, I had a feeling it was working because of blood sugar levels the days that I used the patch.
The HGH patch.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners said that the HGH patch was working because they have fingers were kind of tingly.
Which is a symptom of when you're using too high of a dose for too long, you'll start getting like numbness and tingling in the fingers. But that's why Age Force only recommends that you use that patch like once a week or something like that. It's just like, in other words, it's a bolus dose once a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have used the melatonin patch. I love it. It works.
I do like the melatonin patch.
I have not used the test booster patch, but I've heard a lot of really great things about it. And the science behind it is pretty sound. I mean, everything in that test booster patch, except maybe for a couple things, the 6-oxo and all that other stuff. It's all well known and easily transdermally delivered. So, but I have heard good things about the test booster patch.
And the B12 patch?
The B12 patch is one of their fastest rising stars because it's hydroxy B12. I mean, it's a fantastic product.
Do you have to be careful with how much you use? Can you use one every day? Or?
I would probably use one every other day because it is a very bioavailable form of B12, and it does get into the bloodstream pretty quickly through the patch. I would probably use it every other day to every third day. That should be more than enough. I don't know that I would use it every day. Unless you're severely low in B12 and you want to do that for a week to kind of prime yourself and then go back to a more maintenance approach?
A bolus dose of
that. You've been using the fat burner patch.
I have.
And you personally feel that it's doing something for you.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I mean, it in addition to everything else I'm doing, I think that's making my progress maybe a little bit quicker.
Yeah. And we talked about that on the show the other day with Steve. I said, you know, would Alisa be making progress without the patch? Yes. Would she be making as much progress? Probably not. And isn't that all you want from a product? Don't you just want to squeeze every little last drop of potential progress out of your diet and your training that you can? And if you take two or three products and that gives you an extra 15% better results, then
I'll
the products work.
Yeah, the products work. You know, the thing I like about this fat burner patch is that there's no stimulants in it. I don't do stimulants. I can't. So that's really
great. You've even fallen asleep with it on. I mean, you're so sensitive to everything, and you've slept with the fat burner patch.
I fell asleep one time with it on.
Yeah, and it doesn't. So obviously it has no stimulating effect.
Right.
I'm trying to think what other patches. I love, but I don't know where I put them. But I love my creatine and beta-alanine patch.
If I put it on
about an hour before I go to the gym to 2 hours before I go to the gym, I love it.
Oh, that's the one that Billy Mitchell was talking about.
Yeah,
also,
but I can't find them. I don't know where I put them. I have a whole pouch of them, and I just can't find them.
They're in your vitamin drawer that you posted on Facebook today. You can't find anything in that drawer.
Alisa got up yesterday morning. She goes, "What are you doing down there?" I was looking for, like, it was 5 o'clock in the morning. I was getting ready to go down and do cardio, and I was looking for a couple supplements.
And everything was banging around in that drawer.
Rummaging through the drawer. She goes, "What are you doing down there?" I said, "I'm sorry."
And they have the new DHEA too.
I'm waiting for it to come. I see, because I take pregnenolone and DHEA now.
Oh, okay.
So now I'll just use the patch.
I just want to read something that Gordon Waddell posted.
Okay.
Because he said that he went to the vitamin shop and he usually gets the Carlson's fish oil.
Right.
But they were out of it, so he got the vitamin shop brand.
Right.
And he said it was a big mistake. When he got home, he read that it had soy in it.
Was it soybean oil?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I know. And I don't know that I like soybean oil, to be honest with you. And not just because of the soybean connection, because it's just a fat. But I think the way they – I don't know if it's pressed. I don't know if I can weigh in on soybean oil. I don't know that it's – I don't understand the – downsides of soybean oil at this point in time. I do know that when they use certain industrial solvents to get these things out of the soybean, there's traces of that, and I don't like that idea.
On here he put it contains fish and soy. It doesn't say soybean oil. It just says soy.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it just has soy in it then. I didn't know that. What? I don't even understand.
The Vitamin Shop brand liquid fish oil. Why would they put soy in it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's odd. Okay. So we talked about the question that Gordon Woodward had about the pink slime.
Yes. We talked about that.
So that's it.
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, that's it. That wraps up another Casual Friday and wraps up another week for us. We've got a great shows planned next week for you. Lots of exciting things going on here at Superhuman Radio. Hope everybody has a great weekend.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, yes. Are you gonna do anything for St. Patty's Day? Green? You gonna wear green or
eat
green?
I'm gonna plant some green trees in my yard.
That's right. We're planting trees this weekend, so we're doing our St. Patty's tree planting session.
You know, it's been so warm, everything is just growing crazy.
Isn't it supposed to be 80 degrees this weekend here in Louisville, Kentucky?
Yes.
This is insane.
It is.
But I'm liking it. I like it. All right, have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a good weekend. Bye.